नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट नंबर सेवन। चेद हे इहे वापचितं यथा हस कृतस्य कुर्यान् मन उक्तपाणिभिः ध्रुवं स वै प्रत्यनरकानुपेति ये कीर्तिता मे भवतग्मयातना। ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस इस भक्तिवेदांत शील प्रभुपाद। शील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। सुखदेव गोस्वामी रिप्लाइड, माय डियर किंग, इफ बिफोर वन्स नेक्स्ट लाइफ, बिफोर वन्स नेक्स्ट डेथ, व्हाट एवर इम्पायस एक्ट्स वन हैज परफॉर्म इन दिस लाइफ विथ हिज माइंड वर्ड्स एंड बॉडी आर नॉट काउंटरेक्टेड थ्रू प्रॉपर अटोनमेंट अकॉर्डिंग टू द डिस्क्रिप्शंस ऑफ मनुसंहिता एंड अदर धर्मशास्त्रास, one will certainly enter the hellish planets after death and undergo terrible sufferings, as I have previously described to you. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that although Maharaj Parikshit was a pure devotee, Sukadeva Goswami did not immediately speak to him about the strength of devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 14.26, माम चय विभिचारेण भक्ति योगेन सेवते सगुणान समतिताने ब्रह्म भूया कल्पते। डिवोशनल सर्विस इज सो स्ट्रांग दैट इफ वन फुल्ली सरेंडर्स टू कृष्णा एंड टेक्स फुल्ली टू हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस द रिएक्शंस ऑफ हिज सिनफुल लाइफ इमीडिएटली स्टॉप्स। एल्सवेयर इन भगवद्गीता 18.66 लॉर्ड कृष्णा अर्जिस दैट वन गिव अप ऑल अदर ड्यूटीज एंड सरेंडर टू हिम and he promises aham tvam sarva papyabhyo mokshayasi, I shall free you from all sinful reactions and give you liberation. Therefore, in response to the inquiries of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, his guru, could have immediately explained the principle of bhakti, but to test Parikshit Maharaj's intelligence, he first prescribed atonement according to karma kanda, the path of fruitive activities. For karma kanda, there are 80 authority scriptures such as manusamhita, which are known as dharma shastras. In these scriptures, one is advised to counteract his sinful acts by performing other types of fruitive action. This was the path first recommended by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. And actually, it is a fact that one who does not take to devotional service must follow the decisions of these scriptures by performing pious acts to counteract his impious acts. This is known as atonement. So in this beautiful verse, in translation purport, Prabhupada very nicely bringing out what is the meaning of atonement. The necessity of atonement, why it is prescribed in Manusamhita and Dharma Shastras according to Karma Kanda. If one is not serious about devotional service or has not taken to devotional service, it is compulsory according to Dharma Shastra, Karma Kanda, or Manusamhita. If one is not serious about devotional service or has not taken to devotional service, it is compulsory according to Dharma Shastra, Karma Kand, or Manusamhita. Therefore, it is said that without atonement, there is no attainment. So, Karma Kanda, it is very essential to attain. If you want to attain, you have to atone. So, today we'll try to see what is this atonement and why here Sukadeva Maharaj is testing his disciple. Why is not giving direct medicine? Instead, he is giving indirect solutions. So, In translation, it is very nicely brought out. And translation says, how one can do advance booking or reservation for one-way ticket to hell? Who is the fit candidate for going to hell? There is no question of RSC or cancellation. If you do impious activities and don't take shelter of devotional service, then you are certainly going to go to hell. And what you are going to get there? Here says, the shloka says, Thagmayatnaha, terrible sufferings. So, we'll try to see today how this canto progresses and what is the background. So, fifth canto ends with description of hellish planets, and it is very relevant to jivas of Kali Yuga. Because in this day and age of Kali Yuga, everyone is rushing with high speed or full speed towards hell. Everyone is competing to go to hell. And that's why whenever they greet each other, they say hello. That is very significant. Whenever they greet each other in Kali Yuga, then don't say Jai Sri Ram or Ram Ram. They say hello. Hello means, oh hell. By seeing you, I am reminded of hell. That's how they greet each other. So today we'll try to see why we have to hi, hello, chodo, Hare Krishna bolo. Why we have to do this? Hi, hello, chodo, Hare Krishna bolo. What is the importance of taking to Krishna consciousness, taking to chanting seriously? So after hearing the hellish description of hellish planets at the end of fifth canto, Parikshit Maharaj is horrified. Not because he is going to hell, but he is horrified by just imagining what suffering they are going to suffer in hellish planet. Because as far as Parikshit Maharaj is concerned, he is completely safe. Because he is a pure devotee and he is going to leave his body within next 3-4 days, because he was cursed to die within 7 days and we are in 6th canto now. So he is on the halfway to his journey back home, back to Godhead. But still he is so compassionate, so worrying about others, and this is the quality of pure devotee. Para dukkha dukkhi jana kalyan hetu loka mangalam, as we say. And here we can see the glory of 5th canto and 6th canto. 5th canto and 6th canto are so powerful preaching tools that if someone starts to sleep or fall down in Maya or going away from Krishna consciousness, please don't forget to give them 5th or 6th canto. Automatically they will come. Prabhupada will preach them through this 5th canto and 6th canto. So powerful are these 5th and 6th canto. Because it's really a horror movie. Especially 5th canto. And what is the speciality of this horror movie? The speciality of this horror movie is, you are the director, you are the producer, you are the actor, and at the end, you are the only one audience to witness the live demonstration. There will be no one, no relatives, no friends. You alone have to watch the movie. Because you are the director, you are the producer, you are the actor. Whatever karma you have done, you have to witness yourself. So this live demo will be demonstrated in Yamaloka through Yamadutas. And the premiere show will be shown to you only. So this is the beauty of this movie, horror movie. And if you read nicely, it gives you idea what is waiting in other side of planet if you are slackening in Krishna consciousness or not taking seriously to the chanting of Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram. So here we see that Maharaj Parikshit is not concerned about himself, but he is horrified to know what a person has to go through or suffer the torture suffering in hellish planets. And if they do not take to Krishna consciousness very, very seriously, what is the remedy to save them from going to hellish planets? Because everyone is performing unknowingly five types of sins. Whoever it may be, each and every living entity is performing five types of sins unknowingly. That is, when we want to cook, we have to light the fire. At that time, when we light the fire in the air, because of the fire, so many insects are killed. Then when we are brooming, at that time, so many insects are killed. And again, when grinding the spices, so many insects, jivanus are killed. And while breathing, so many insects goes inside, comes out. And while walking under underneath our foot, so many insects are killed. So unknowingly, we are committing these sins. And for this, we are responsible. But people sin knowingly also. In Kali Yuga, this is a specialty of Kali Yuga. Whether he is a spiritualist, so-called spiritualist, they are also sinning. And this sin is rampant in Kali Yuga. And what to speak in Kali Yuga, even so-called sannyasis, so-called gurus, bogus sannyasis, they are also not following the four regulatory principles. They are also committing sinful activities. So once a man asked a bogus sannyasi, "I heard that you eat meat also." Then the sannyasi replied, "Yes, but without liquor, it doesn't taste me nice." Then that man asked again, "You drink also?" He asked the question. He was astonished to know that he is drinking also, drinking liquor. So the man asked, "You drink also?" The sannyasi said, "Yes, but without the association of prostitute, that also doesn't give me much pleasure." So the man says, he was much more astonished. Then he says, "You go to prostitute also? Where do you get money from?" He says, sannyasi says, "Sometimes I rob someone or sometimes I gamble also." So this is the condition in Kali Yuga. If we are not taking seriously to the devotional service, we will be also committing so many sinful activities. But as we said, here Parikshit Maharaj is not concerned about himself. He is par dukh dukhi and he wants loka mangalam. That's why Parikshit Maharaj appeals to Sukadeva Goswami here to offer an answer to his question. What can be done to prevent for those who are sleeping towards, going towards hellish planets? Because those who have slipped from path of righteousness and have engaged in intentional or unintentional sinful activities, what are the preventive measures to be avoided from going to hellish planets? And he is asking this very pertinent, very important questions. And he is asking the conditioned souls, especially of Kali Yuga. So this shows the ultimate quality of compassion of Parikshit Maharaj. Because he is going to die within 3-4 days, and still he is asking the most important questions. It is not that he is thinking about himself. He is more worried about the other conditioned living entities. And if anyone of us were told that we are going to die within 3-4 days, what will we be thinking about? We'll be thinking about our so many problems, so many plans. But he is thinking about others. This is the great quality of compassion of a pure devotee. And Parikshit Maharaj is not thinking about himself. What about me? What about me? He is not meditating upon this. Thinking about those all living entities who are progressing rapidly towards hellish planets to suffer terribly. So this quality of compassion shines far above his concern about his own well-being. This is the greatness of a pure devotee or great devotee. Compassion shines above his concern about his own well-being. And Sukadeva Goswami recognized this and appreciates this quality also. And he praises Maharaj Parikshit for this quality of compassion and the importance of this question, because it's for all good, for all humanity, for all generations to come. So, how grand is your mind, O Parikshit Maharaj? Like this he praises him and he congratulates him. Then he responds, Sukadeva Goswami Maharaj does something that sometimes a spiritual master does, and that is mentioned in this purport. Prabhupada is mentioning spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami is testing his student, whatever he has narrated, and he is testing him as sometimes spiritual master tests the student or disciple. He is testing his student without announcing the test. And this is the beauty of Parikshit Maharaj. He was not knowing that he is going to face so many questions, and he was prepared. Without notice, he was given a test. And usually we see that we are informed beforehand, in advance, about our test, exams, in the college notice board or school notice boards. And we are prepared. But here Parikshit Maharaj is not given the beforehand information, and he is given a surprise test or quiz. Suppose if we walk in a classroom and teacher says, okay, today we'll have for next 1.5 hours surprise quiz, then we are not ready for that. Because of that surprise our sir will chakra jayega. So we have to understand that he has completely understood, and how he is going to apply in his life, it is shown in this particular verse. And in this case, we see Sukadeva Goswami even don't announce, now there is a surprise test. And he just tested his disciple by giving him a correct but an incomplete answer to his question. Question was how we can prevent the living entities going towards hell. And he gives the answer in this particular shloka by giving the way or prescription of atonement through Karmakanda or Dharma Shastra, Manu Shastra, Manu Samhita. But this answer is not complete. Even though it's correct, it's not complete answer. And what we will do? And he wanted to see if his student could catch it up, whether he has understood, whether he is going to accept this or he wants more information. So he is testing his achar and prachar both. In this way we see that here Sukadeva Goswami is testing his disciple. So here what he did is he is appreciating him and praising him for his nice question. And he says, it is true that what you say, it's all true. But what to speak of people neglectfully going against the principles of dharma, even living entities deliberately cultivating path of righteousness, it's unavoidable that we'll have to commit some sins or mistakes for which we have to suffer. And therefore, Vedas gives prescription, which is found in Manusamhita or Dharma Shastra, for counteracting reaction to these inadvertent mistakes. And those are called as atonements. So atonement is a prescription given in Dharma Shastra or Manusamhita according to Karmakanda. But it is not complete medicine. It is not going to cure you completely from the disease of sinful propensity. And he is testing his disciple what he is going to do now. So now Maharaj Parikshit's turn to speak, and he got A grade in his test. He passed very nicely with A grade both in prachar and achar. And because he understood what Sukadeva Goswami Maharaj told him is correct but incomplete, so Maharaj Parikshit asks one doubt after giving When Sukhdev Maharaj gave this answer, which is correct but incomplete, then Maharaj Parikshit had a doubt in his mind. And he asks, Sukhdev Goswami, I have a doubt. Could you please clarify this doubt? And this doubt is twofold doubt. First is philosophical doubt. That is, how is it possible by material means you can counteract another sin, material sin, and ends up in spiritual position? How this atonement is going to help? Because the senses are not controlled, the person who is committing sinful activity, he is going to commit the same thing again and again. So how it is going to help him? So he is asking, how is it possible to counteract by material means, by performing one activity? Because this sinful activity itself is a material activity, and to counteract this sinful materialistic activity, if we perform another material activity, it will be more entangling, or it will not give complete medicine, or will not cure the sinful enjoying propensity. So he is asking, I have seen as a king that according to Manu Samhita, theft punished for the thief is punished. When he is caught, he is punished. And after giving him some atonement, he is released. But after going out from the jail, he continues to commit the same theft. So what is the use of this so-called atonement? So he is asking this question. And because of this question, Sukhdev Goswami understood he has passed both the tests, prachar and achar. And Sukhdev Goswami is saying, what you say is true. Therefore, this process of atonement is useless without complete knowledge of absolute truth and taking to the devotional service very seriously. So even though this medicine is there, but is not going to work fully. Only when you take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna or understand the complete knowledge of absolute truth and take to the devotional service, then only this atonement is going to work. So here in this sloka, number 7, we see this, that Sukhdev Goswami replies Parikshit Maharaj's question by explaining those who do not attain before next death comes or do not clear their dues or accounts, they have to go to hellish planets. Even in material life we see, when the money transaction is there and when father, mother or relatives dies, after their death also we have to clear the dues or accounts. And what to speak about the impious activities performed by them. We have to perform some, they have to perform some atonement. So before death we have to perform this atonement. Otherwise the suffering will be more. So here it is said, each and every living entity, especially conditioned soul, performs sinful activities by three ways: kaya, vacha and mansa. And very significant words are said in this particular sloka is dhruvam. Dhruvam means undoubtedly. And again, ahead it is said vai, means indeed. And these both words mean the same. So this repetition of words is coming here just to stress that he is going to go to hell surely. There is no doubt. Undoubtedly, indeed, he is going to go to hell. Therefore, we have to understand that there is no other alternative or no other way to rescue from this hellish planets if we don't take to the devotional service seriously. And again, here it is said that tigma yatana means terrible sufferings. What he is going to get? He is going to get very, very terrible sufferings. And here again, it is said iha. Iha means in this life itself, not that next life we earn some pious credits and we'll counteract those sinful activities. In this life itself, before death, we have to clear, atone. Otherwise, if you argue or plead with Yamdutas when they come, then they will not listen. They are not in the mood of listening. they are not very good shrotas. They are only vaktas. And when you start arguing with or pleading with Yamdutas, when they arrive, they will beat you more and more. The more you want to speak, they will beat you more and more. Just like example is given, when you are on the road and traffic signal is there and you break the traffic signal and you don't have license also, and if you are caught by the traffic police and if you start arguing, the more you words you speak, the more charge or fine they go on increasing. They don't listen to you. Similarly, Yamdutas, they don't listen. So therefore it is said, justice delayed is justice denied. So before that, we have to do some justice to whatever we have done. So here Parikshit Maharaj's question is very important. Even if you do atonement, what is the use of this atonement? And he is giving two reasons why this is not very advisable, why it is not so good. He is saying that the act of atonement is also karma and the sinful act is also itself a karma. So this atonement cannot finally cleanse one of all sinful propensity. Just like ghee cannot be extracted by churning the milk, churning the water. We have to have milk itself. By churning the water, you can't get the milk or ghee. So it is very important that to counteract this sinful activity, we have to perform devotional service. Take seriously to the devotional service. And secondly, he is giving the reason that Parikshit Maharaj is asking a very brilliant question. Why do people undergo atonement if they are not able to control their senses? So we see that if our senses are not under control, it is very difficult to counteract or take atonement to the path of atonement. As in Nectar of Devotion it is given, a very nice example is given. If a person is suffering from venereal disease on the account of excessive sex indulgence, has to undergo some severe pain in the medicine treatment, and he is then cured for some time, but because he is not able to control his senses, he will again indulge in the same activities of illicit sex, and he becomes again the victim of that same disease. So medical treatment may be giving him temporary relief from the disease, but as soon as he gets well from the disease, he again indulges in the same sinful activity. So what is the use of this medical treatment? So he is asking the same question to Sukhdev Goswami. So we see that it is also compared to the bathing of an elephant. As elephant goes to the river, for so many hours it takes baths, showers water from the pond or river, and plays so many games for so long, and he comes out. When he comes out, he takes the mud from the earth and he starts showering the mud on his body. So what is the use of this kunjar shauchavat? Similarly, many spiritual practitioners, while chanting Hare Krishna mantra, sometimes commit many forbidden things, thinking that their chanting will counteract their offenses. But this is namno balad yasahi papa buddhi. This is seventh offense to the holy name. So we should be very careful not to commit this seventh offense, committing sinful activities on the strength of holy name. So this caution is given in the Shastras. And again, there is a nice example given. Similarly, certain Christians go to church on Saturday and they confess to the father whatever they have committed throughout the week. And they confess to the father and ask for renewal for the next week, contract. They ask for renewal of contract for next week. So this is not good. You are going to church and asking for confession and asking permission to commit more sins for the next week. So there is a nice story. Once a Christian went to confess for drinking, and he met Father and said, "I have committed this offense or sin of drinking." Then Father says, "Okay, no problem. Put $10 in the hundi, donation box." And then the drunkard puts $10 in the hundi and he walks away, walks out. And while walking out from the church, another man meets him and he asks the first man who has put $10 in the hundi, "What you did?" So he tells that, "I have put $10 in the hundi because I drank yesterday, and as a confession, Father told me to put $10. So this second man goes inside, put $20 in the hundi. So the father gets astonished. "Why is putting $20 in the hundi?" Then father asks, "Why you are doing this?" Then he replies, "$10 for yesterday's drinking and $10 for tomorrow's drinking." So this is the situation. We are committing the same mistakes again and again. So Prahlad Maharaj is condemning such type of atonement. What is the use of this prayashchit? Prayashchit means this should purify our chit in its original state. We should awaken our Krishna consciousness. So for this prayashchit, repentance is required. So we have to repent. Repent means we have to repent our consciousness, which is material consciousness. Now we have to repent with Krishna consciousness. That is the real prayashchit or atonement. So Sukhdeva Maharaj is also equally intelligent, and as befitting spiritual master of Parikshit Maharaj, answers and confirms that concerning the atonement, a sinful activity cannot be counteracted by pious activity. It is not like that by performing pious activities we can counteract the impious activities. It is not like that. It is not allowed. It doesn't work like that. So he is saying that whatever you are seeing, it is correct. The real prayashchit is awakening our dormant Krishna consciousness, taking to Krishna consciousness very seriously. So real atonement involves coming to real knowledge. And what is that real knowledge? Jivere Swarupaye Krishna Rinitidas. And after understanding this knowledge, real knowledge, we have to act on that platform. So he is answering this question: as long as one is ignorant of his real identity, Jivere Swarupaye Krishna Rinitidas, surely he is going to act wrongly, because he doesn't know what is his position, who he is. Suppose in a factory, worker is there and he is not given any designation. He doesn't know what to do, and whatever comes before, he starts doing. So he will create more problems, more mistakes. So similarly, if we are not able to understand who we are, what is our identification, it is very difficult to perform right activities. So here it is said that in Padma Puran, pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness is the highest enlightenment. And it's like blazing forest fire, which kills the inauspicious snakes of desires. So this is very nice analogy is given. When there is a fire in the forest, all other animals can flee, because they can walk, they can flee. But snakes, they are not able to flee. They are on the ground, on the grass. As soon as the fire is on, first thing is, on the ground, the grass is caught hold in the grips of fire. And immediately, snake is killed. So, as soon as we take to the pure devotional services, it is like highest enlightenment, like blazing forest fire. And it catches all the snakes of desires, sinful activities, sinful propensities, and burns to ashes. So it is very nicely explained in this canto itself. Chechit kevalaya bhakti vasudeva parayana adham dhunoti karsnena niharam iva bhaskara. It is said that only a rare person who has adopted completely unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful activities. Only this Hare Krishna Mahamantra can uproot the sinful propensities. And that is the difference between all other mantras, tantras, and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. All other mantras, tantras can relieve us for some time, at most, from all other sufferings or reactions. But the sinful propensity within the heart will not be removed or uprooted. And this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, can uproot this sinful propensity. Just like a farmer, when he notices there is a poisonous tree in the field, so if he cuts down the tree on the ground level or burns down the tree on the ground level, it is not sure that, it is not guaranteed that this tree will not again grow. When it gets positive environment, it will again grow on the ground level. So the wise or brilliant farmer, what will do? He will uproot the poisonous tree from the root itself. Similarly, we have to uproot these sinful propensities. And this can be done only by taking to pure unalloyed devotional service. Ahetuki apratyata yayatma suprasiddhiti. Only pure unalloyed devotional service can do this by the way of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that's why even Narad Muni at the time of creation approached Brahmaji and asked Brahmaji, what is the plight of Kali Yuga Jivas? Because Kali Yuga is going to begin and people are going to more and more sinful. And how they will be atoned or delivered? And Brahma was very happy with this question, because no one comes to Brahma for asking such questions. They only usually come to ask, how can I do more sense gratification? Here his son is asking, how these fallen conditions are delivered when this Kali Yuga is now going to progress? And Brahma says, iti shodashaknam nam kali kalashanam nato partrupai. He says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He says, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. So Narada asks, is there anything else which one has to follow? He says, Nato Partharupaya. Then again Narada asks, but there are so many scriptures speaking so many things about atonement, about contracting. Brahma says, Sarvedesh Drushate. After seeing all through the Vedas, Shastras, there is a complete medicine is chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So he says, is this Yajna prescribed for this Kali Yuga? He says, yes. This is the only Sankirtan Yajna prescribed for this Kali Yuga. And he says, Brahma says, in this Yajna, tongue will be the spoon, holy name will be the fire, and ears will be the Yajna Kund, and our consciousness will be the oblations. So we have to perform this Harinam Sankirtan Yajna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And just by taking to this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can see, we can perform all activities perfectly. Even speaking about ritualistic activities or karma kand, even Shukracharya is saying that if you perfect, if you want to perfect the karma kand or yajna or fire sacrifice, you have to take shelter of holy name. Unless until you take shelter of holy name, the fire sacrifice is not complete. And therefore he says to Shukracharya, says to Vamandev, mantra tas tantra tas chidram, sarva karoti nishchidram, anu sankirtanam tava. He says, there are so many discrepancies in tantra, mantra, or performing fire sacrifices. Pure ghee is required, pure brahmana is required, pure chanting of mantras is required. Even a slight deviation, discrepancy will cause havoc. But all these difficulties or discrepancies, faults, will be nullified just by taking to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is the importance, even if you want to perfect karma kand or fire sacrifice to atone our sinful activities. And who is saying this? The most perfect karma kandi in the whole creation, Shukracharya, is giving his advice to Vamandev. So you can understand, even if you want to attend through karmakand, it is advisable to take shelter of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj also says, every endeavor or activity not favorable for devotional service is going to give exactly opposite result to itself. If it is not performed in devotional way, each and every activity is going to give exactly opposite result. And he gives the example, when demigods and demons were fighting for the nectar and they were trying for the nectar, but in the initial stage they were fighting themselves and interference of Vishnu was not there, they get only halal itself. They wanted nectar, but they get what they got? The halal, exact opposite reaction. Similarly, any activity endeavor to counteract sinful reactions, if not accompanied by holy name, is going to give suffering, miseries itself. So, this doesn't mean that holy name is meant for atoning. It is, holy name is just not meant to destroy the sins. We should not chant just to destroy the sins. It is also one of the offense to commit sinful activities on the strength of holy name. So analogy is given, you can't use, you don't use the cannon to kill a mosquito. If you want to kill a mosquito, you don't use cannon. Before using that, mosquito will flee away. So it is not advisable or it is foolish to use a cannon to kill a mosquito. So sins are like mosquitoes when compared to holy name. And holy name is like cannon. And another analogy is given, if you have a lion at your home and you don't train the lion to chase cat and dogs, automatically as soon as they see the lion, appearance of a lion or roar of a lion, they will flee away. You don't have to train the lion to chase the cat and dog. Similarly, holy name is like lion, the roar of lion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. So, it is said in Garuda Purana, Avashenapi yan namani kirtate sarvapataka puman vimuchyate sadaya singha trasteer mrugaiva. As soon as lion roars, all small animals flee in fear. Similarly, these all sins are like small animals. As soon as lion roars in the jungle, in the heart of our jungle, all the sinful activities will run away. And therefore, it is said in the Brihad Vishnu Purana that what is the power of holy name? Namno hi yavati shakti papa nirahare na hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam patiki naraha. It is said that simply by chanting one Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Simply by chanting one holy name of Hari. So we have to be very cautious when we are fingering our mala or beads. We have to be very cautious. This bead or this holy name may take me back home, back to Godhead. So while chanting, we have to be very cautious. This may be the bead, this may be the mala which is going to take me back home, back to Godhead. So we should be very, very cautious while chanting each and every round, each and every mala, or each and every bead. Because we don't know which round, which mala, or which bead is going to take home, back to Godhead. That's why how we can become more serious in chanting. So here it is said, simply by chanting one holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reaction to more sins than he is able to commit. And therefore, once there is a pastime of Srila Prabhupada, once one of the Srila Prabhupada's godbrother asked to Srila Prabhupada, he was chastising, what you are doing to do? What you are doing? You are trying to do is not good. What you are doing is not good. He said, referring to these Westerners, these are the mlechas who have performed sinful activities throughout their lives. And you are trying to make them into Vaishnavas, devotees. It is like using a wine pot in fire sacrifice. Or it is like washing a black coal to make it white. Or bathing a crow to make you white snow, so on. So Prabhupada says, which is more powerful? The sinful reactions of these Westerners or power of this one holy name? And he quotes this very nice shloka. Namno hi yavat shakti paap nirarene hare, tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki hare. So, it is said, what happens even if one desires to chant holy name for the first time? Just see, even if one desires, what happens? Four things happen in the whole creation. First thing is, the past, present and future sins starts trembling in fear. As soon as one desires, wants to take in his hand bead bag or beads, what happens? Past, present and future sins starts trembling in fear. Second thing that happens is, glory of material illusion fades unconscious. Third thing is, Yamraj stenographer, Chitragupt becomes happy and stares at the toenail of the chanter with awe and reverence. And Vidhata, Brahmaji, he starts making Madhupark to worship that person. So you can just imagine, even if one desires to chant, so many things happens in the whole creation. Fear starts trembling, past, present and future. And then next is, glory of material illusion faints unconscious. And Yamraj, stenographer Chitragupt becomes happy and stares at the toenail. And what Brahmaji does is, he starts making Madhupark. And lastly, this holy name is so powerful, it can create greatest miracle. Dina hina jata chilo hariname udharilo. We can see from the deliverance of Jagai Madai, because of this holy name, they were delivered by the mercy of Gaur Nithai. And upon seeing the deliverance of Jagai Madai, Yamraj also fainted. Na bhuto na bhavishti. Never ever he fainted before and after that. So we can just imagine, if anyone else faints, then it's not a wonder. But when Yamraj faints, who is always 24 hours working with hellish planets, seeing 24 hours dealing with most sinful living entities, frying them, torturing them, and when he faints, means it is very, very significant. So this is the glory of holy name. Because Yamraj faints, then it must be really very, very great miracle. So we have to understand that without taking shelter of devotional service through chanting of the holy name, there is no other way. That's why it is said, Harer Nama Yev Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiranyatha. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question, any query, comments? We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.